This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. Visit PaniniAmerica.net today.
The Volume.
It's the Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by FanDuel. Football season's here. No better place to get in on the action. FanDuel app is safe. You get paid fast. Lot of ways to play. The spread, the money line, team totals, players, props, a lot of stuff. Over-unders. Jump into the action. Same game parlays are my favorite. Just use the promo code Colin and download the FanDuel app today. All right, let's do a little instant reaction on the Chargers' close loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. Then we'll have Chad Millman in for another edition of Sharp or Square, where I take six or seven games where I'm leaning for my blazing five picks. And am I a square? Or do I know what I'm talking about? So first of all, it's pretty hard to judge this game holistically. Keenan Allen, best receiver for the Chargers, out. Facing Patrick Mahomes. Corey Linsley, Pro Bowl center, gets hurt. Another offensive lineman for the Chargers gets hurt. Justin Herbert gets hurt. So a pretty heroic effort by Herbert. I thought the first half, the Chargers controlled it and didn't take a big enough lead. And therefore, when Mahomes strikes, which he does, you got to have quite a lead built up at Arrowhead against Mahomes. And it was one big mistake on the pick six for Herbert, which, by the way, I did not see it as a mistake by Herbert. It looked like Everett, the tight end for the Chargers, wanted to come out of the game, was gassed, and ran kind of a lazy route. So that goes on Justin Herbert, but I thought it was the tight end Everett who ran a lousy route and didn't finish it and was signaling to take himself out of the game on the previous play. He was gassed. I will say this is my concern about the Chargers, because I think top to bottom, you can certainly make the argument. Many of the people in the league that I trust think the Chargers have the best roster along with the Bills in the National Football League. Is that in two games with the Chargers, I think they've underachieved offensively. So one thing about LA that's really easy to spot is Mac and Bosa and that defense, they bring a lot of heat. I mean, Patrick Mahomes was knocked off his spot, a little bit unsettled in the first half. If you watch the Chargers in the first half, they forced Reed and Mahomes, out of respect, Reed and Mahomes, really very few deep drops. It was get rid of the ball as fast as you can. Well, that's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes telling you we have so much respect for their rush we don't want to put Patrick Mahomes in the crosshairs and get buried. So in the first half, the Chiefs' game plan was telling you how much respect they had for Bosa, Mack, Derwin James, and the rest. And again, the Chargers just didn't get, you know, didn't put enough points on the board. But what concerns me about the Chargers, and I've been talking about this now for over a year on all my platforms, young quarterbacks are better served with offensive head coaches. Brandon Staley, defensive head coach. Herbert was the best quarterback in the league not to make the playoffs last year. And in two games I've watched them, their defensive line mauled Derek Carr, three picks. They didn't put him away until the very end. Didn't put the Raiders away with three picks. Of the 42 dropbacks Derek Carr had in that game, he was pressured on 32 of them, hit or sacked. 32 of 42, three picks. Didn't put him away until the end. And the Chargers have a better roster than the Raiders, especially on defense. And then in this game, they left too many points on the table. I don't think it's an overly creative offense. Joe Lombardi's been in this league for a long time. I think they're at times too reliant. And again, no Keenan Allen, but kind of reliant on safe throws, stuff thrown before the sticks. I just don't see enough clever with the Chargers offense. It doesn't make me think. It doesn't surprise me. And again, tonight's tough. Herbert's in pain. Corey Lindsley's out. Keenan Allen's out. You're at Arrowhead. Hard to hear. I get that. But in two games, that's my takeaway. This was the best quarterback in the league last year that didn't make the playoffs as the NFL added another playoff team to both conferences. And I watch them right now, and I think to myself, they're just not creative enough offensively. And it's not an offensive line issue. They've upgraded that. It's not a Herbert issue. I mean, they've drafted wide receivers well. They have a nice tight end. They have capable backs. Am I seeing what you're seeing? I've got my issues with the Chargers offense. Herbert was a four-point biology major, GPA, a tutor in college. Give him more. Make him think. You can pile a lot on that kid, even though he's only at the beginning of his third year. In terms of Kansas City, listen, I thought they were a little bit overwhelmed at the line of scrimmage in the first half, and they came back and won the game thanks to a great defensive play. So you're Kansas City. This matchup is usually tight. It was tight again. They almost botched that onside kick. But you're going to be in a lot of close games over the next 10 years with Herbert and the Chargers. And you know, Kansas City does this. Mahomes has his halves and his stretches where he looks a little off. But in the end, he made some big-time plays. And Kansas City's defense came to the rescue. But my bigger takeaway was, despite the injuries, I'm not seeing a Charger offense throw the ball past the sticks, take big swings, big chances. Herbert should maybe roll out more. He's really big and really mobile. Most of the stuff is all five-step drops, sit-in-the-pocket stuff. A little disappointed, not just in the loss, but just situationally, first two games, I'm bored with the Chargers offense. Be more multiple, more motions, more personnel groupings, more clever. I'd like to see it. All right, let's go. Action Network, Chad Millman. It's time for Sharp or Square. All right, it's Sharp or Square. Chad Millman, CCO of the Action Network. Now, on my blazing five, I went 3-2. If not for a field goal from 58 yards, I would have gone 4-1. So I make my picks over the course of a week. I've made totally different picks based on, over the last 48 hours, new information. So Sharp or Square, here we go. I think the Patriots are going to beat the Steelers. With Watt out, it's not the same pass rush. We know that Belichick eats alive bad quarterbacks, mediocre quarterbacks, or young quarterbacks. Belichick has owned Mike Tomlin. Steelers are now like +2.5. Tomlin's a much better underdog coach. That I get. But I'm going to take the Patriots. Belichick doesn't lose back-to-back against an average quarterback. Patriots -2.5, sharp or square.
That is completely sharp, Colin. So we talked about this last week with the Steelers. We love the Steelers at +6.5 against the Cincinnati Bengals. That was, as you just noted, a rah-rah Mike Tomlin spot. You're getting a good defense on the road, world-beating time. Mike Tomlin, an emotional guy, rallies his troops. This situation where they're underdogs, not quite the same. Number one, you don't have TJ Watt. That's no good. Number two, Mitch Trubisky was proven to be what he is, a mediocre to less than mediocre quarterback. The Steelers have now had a week of film where they realized, oh, crap, we're going back to Mitch Trubisky against a Patriots team that is coming in hot, not meaning like they've winning a lot, meaning like they are steaming in desperate need of a win. Week two is all about overreaction, underreaction. And you don't have data to really build any ideas yet as a better. So in week two, you want to be looking for these opportunities. This game opened at 1.5. Even though the majority of the betting tickets right now are on the Steelers, 66% of the money is on the Patriots. That tells you the wise guys are on the Patriots.
Buccaneers injury report almost looks like a comedy this week. All their receivers miss practice. We find out that Brady now is living apart from Giselle. Bit of an S show. He now takes Wednesdays off for the family. The Saints have their number 4-0 against Brady, healthier team. And oh, by the way, Jameis Winston played really, really well in the second half. When he was upright and he had time, he's really good. I'm going to take the Saints +2.5 at home. The dog, what say you, sharp or square?
100% sharp side. This is one of the games that almost immediately the wise guys pegged as something they were going to bet. It opened at 3. It's down to 2.5. It's down to 2.5, even though this is what's called reverse line movement. The majority of the bets are on the Buccaneers, right? But the line has moved in the direction of the Saints. That means that the money, the professional bettors, have come in on the Saints. You got a lot of different things working in your favor here. Number one, you've got the Saints, who are a little bit undervalued to start. They were underdogs of a field goal. That's a key number. Wise guys bet it. Two, divisional home dogs. We talked about this last week with week one. It's applicable throughout the year. When I look at the board every single week, the first thing I'm looking for, home dogs, then divisional home dogs, and where will there be an over-indexing for public perception? This has all three of those things.
Put on your favorite game day gear because college football's here and FanDuel wants you to get in on the action. Right now, new customers can get no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in free bets if your first bet doesn't win. Bet college football any way you like. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, perfect time to give it a shot. The app is incredibly easy to use, hooks you up with great odds. You win, you get paid real fast. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel app today. You got to use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N, and get no sweat first bet up to $1,000 back in free bets and bet on college football all season long. That's Colin, C-O-L-I-N. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
There's a lot of double-digit favorites this week, as you well know. Always try to stay away from them. The numbers tell you take the Packers. I deep down think the Broncos, if not for 2 1-yard fumbles, would have won that game convincingly. But I'm going to stay away for now. I'm going to take the Lions at home -2.5 over the Commanders. I don't love either team. Wentz is mistake prone in his career, more so on the road. I thought they were a little lucky at home to beat the Jags, who instead of field goals went for it, had a drop by Travis Etienne that would have been a touchdown. I thought they got a little bit of breaks. I thought Doug Peterson took some unnecessary road risks. I would have taken field goals. I thought the Jags, when that game was over, were the better team. And I think Detroit's better than the Jags. And now it's in Detroit -2.5. I'm taking the Lions, sharp or square.
Totally sharp. The first time that the Detroit Lions are favorites in 24 games. That is a record in the Super Bowl era. That is how long it's been. I loved the Lions last week against the Eagles, and I started to get nervous about it because sometimes when there is a team getting so much sentiment as an underdog, you start to get nervous that it's the wrong side. And then the Lions did exactly what we thought they would do. They backdoor covered. They stayed in the game. They didn't stop no matter how out of it they were. That's who they are, right? Like, they are a team that they do not stop. Washington gave up 6 yards per carry against Jacksonville. Detroit has a significantly better running game, and it wants to run more than the Jags do. I agree with you about Doug Peterson. I thought he put the Jags in a couple of weird spots when they really had a chance to win that game. This is a huge letdown spot for Carson Wentz. And like the Lions, if they are healthy, which there have been some question marks on the offensive line, but I think the expectation is everybody will play, they have one of the best offensive lines. So they're going to be able to compete at the line of scrimmage, which is where you need if you want to win close games in the NFL.
Okay, I like points always, but I'm going to give you a favorite I like. I don't like to be called a square. I think I probably am. Cleveland -6.5 at home to the Jets. I think the Jets right now are a bad team. Now, Jacoby Brissett is what he is. They're at home, home opener. The rosters are not close. And the Jets have a major left tackle issue, and I believe Watt and Myles Garrett are easily the best two pass rushers. So I get immobile Joe Flacco, left tackle issue, not a very good roster, a developing roster. I'm going to swallow the 6.5 in Cleveland at home, sharp or square.
I mean, dude, we've been talking about this for more than 10 years at this point. I can't believe you would take the Browns in this spot. I feel like you're doing it just to bait me. This is exactly when you take the Jets. We talked about this last week with the Seahawks. I begged you to take the Seahawks as 6.5-point dogs against the Broncos. It is the same exact scenario. You are getting so much inflation in this line. Everyone is so excited. The Browns went on the road, Jacoby Brissett, they beat Baker. Meanwhile, the Jets are getting throttled with Joe Flacco. No team is ever as good as they look. No team is ever as bad as they look. Like I said, week two, all about overreaction. Couple stats for you. Week two underdogs that didn't cover week one by 7 or more points the last 20 years, 60% against the spread. Week two dogs who just didn't cover in week one, 64% against the spread since 2005. Week two dogs of 6 or less off a straight up loss. And the Jets started at 6, 67% against the spread. So you got to hold your nose. You got to bet it. Like, I know you don't even want to watch the game, so you're not going to bet it, but the Jets are the side here. And by the way, if the Jets lose, that's fine. You make these plays over the long term and you end up being a 60% winner, and that's what you're trying to be.
All right. Another favorite that I think is kind of tasty. And I know, again, I know I'm a square. Of all the big favorites, Bengals minus 8.5 against the Cowboys. Now, it's not, I'm not sure I'm going to bet this, but I think Dallas is a bad football team. A bad team. Now with a backup quarterback. I think Cincinnati's a good team that played the best underdog coach in the world with the best pass rush outside of Buffalo in the world. And I think the Bengals, because as Joe Burrow told me on my podcast, he didn't get to practice much. Appendectomy surgery, they take something out of your body. It is a major surgery. The timing was terrible against the great defense. This is a average defense. I think Cincinnati buries them. It's my blowout of the week.
Well, I feel like there are other games that should be your blowout of the week because this is a really tricky spot. 8.5 points on the road against a team that is desperate. You always got to think about the emotional elements of the game, right? And the first game with a backup quarterback for a team that knows its season is on the line is always when they are playing their best. You get that team as a massive underdog at home, and that's when you play the home underdog. The same stats I just gave you for the Jets, all applicable for the Cowboys. They lost like by double digits. They are huge home underdogs. It doesn't matter if Dak is playing or not, but also think about this, and I'll ask you these questions. I need you to answer them. Do you think Dak Prescott is a good quarterback?
I think he's a B quarterback.
So you don't think he's a top 10 quarterback?
No, no.
All right. So if Dak is playing, maybe the Bengals are, say, 1.5 favorites. Maybe it's push. Do you really think Dak is worth 8.5 points against the spread? Is he worth 7.5 points against the spread?
No.
Those are the guys who are the best quarterbacks in the NFL. That's not Dak. So the inflation on this line is so big that the wise guys are going to take the Cowboys. This line has come down, if only because they know the number became too big because the public perception is the Cowboys can't win without Dak.
All right. Let's go back to some dogs. So I have three picks I love. Patriots, Saints, Lions. Then I'm just feeling my way through this shit. Okay. The one that's interesting to me... people really like Philadelphia. The fact that they're a favorite against Minnesota, a team I absolutely love, but the number's only 2. So it's telling me that if it was 3, I would take the Vikings. At 2, it's begging me to take the Eagles. That's what it feels like to me. It kind of feels like it's a sucker bet to take the perceived better team in Minnesota, right? The -2 is telling me bet the Eagles, sharp or square.
Totally sharp. That's exactly what you should do. It's exactly what I did. You could have gotten this at 1.5. I got it at 1.5. They are begging you to take the Eagles here. Look, the Vikings, they beat up on the Packers in a really big spot. Justin Jefferson had a season-making game. Kirk Cousins looked amazing. Their new offense with a new coach, a Sean McVay acolyte. Everyone thinks they're amazing now. The Eagles, look, if you just look at the scoreboard, they only beat the Detroit Lions by three, and everyone downgrades them a little bit if they aren't actually looking at how the game was played.
Right.
The Eagles dominated that game, and they were ahead by double digits for a long period in that game. The Lions snuck back through the back, snuck in through the back door, but that was a dangerous spot. You and I had talked about this. I thought the Lions could sneak out a win there. Like, this was one of the games where I really felt the Eagles could go in, fall flat, and then they'd end up running the table because they'd be great and they'd win the NFC East. So the fact they get out of there with Jalen Hurts, who's grading so well as a quarterback right now and has so many weapons around him, Eagles are the side.
This week's gold medal performance goes to a quarterback who lived up to the hype in week one. Josh Allen showed his MVP worth in the Bills' opening romp over the Rams, unlike Brady in Montana. Allen isn't the best quarterback in the NFL, but he's the most talented. More physical than Big Ben, more refined than Cam Newton. Allen will have an amazing career while sometimes driving you crazy. Love watching him play, though. This week's gold medal performance sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. The stock market's been plummeting, many economists predicting it's just the beginning, which could mean tremendous losses in your portfolio. Historically, there's been one answer to this: gold. In the 2008 crash, when the market dipped, gold went up. Yep, Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust when investing in gold and precious metals. They can advise you on whether gold is right for you. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-674-HERD. 866-674-HERD. Or perhaps download their comprehensive gold guide. It's great. At LegacyPMInvestments.com. LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Give me your bet. It's often an ugly bet that you'll say something. I want a game that we have not discussed. This is a bonus for the audience on Sharper Square. A game that you like that I haven't perceived.
The team that I would like to you to think about. Jacksonville Jaguars plus 4.5.
I did. It was one of my initial picks. So you like the Jags or the Colts?
Love the Jags. On Sunday night, I'm watching the Sunday night game. I open up the lines and I see Jags plus 4.5. First game I bet. Love the Jags in this spot. I liked the Jags. I didn't bet them, so I thought the number got a little out of control. But I like the Jags to win the AFC South. I think Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence can be a magical combination. There was a lot to like in that game against Washington, and you alluded to it.
I thought they were the better team.
They were the better team. And Doug Peterson, I don't know that he made all the right calls. I also think Trevor Lawrence, I think he was just amped. He missed three touchdown passes that were just bad throws because he was overthrowing people. So you're getting the Jags at home against a mediocre Colts team, in my opinion, that is favored by more than two key numbers, favored by more than three, favored by more than four. The Colts, every time they go to Jacksonville, they shit the bed. Like, they cannot win there. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the heat. I don't know if it's Frank Reich. Does it build good game plans? I don't think Frank Reich is that good of a coach early in the season. That's been proven out. I think this Jags team is on the rise, and I don't think you'll get them at this kind of a number the rest of the year, because I think people will catch up to it.
So that was one of my favorite picks, as our producers know.
Yep.
I like the Jags, and then I talked myself out of it because I thought Frank Reich and Matt Ryan are desperate. There's going to be heat on Frank. There's a lot of heat on him, but you talked me out of it. All right. Patriots, Saints, Lions, Eagles, Jags. Got it.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to sleep on it. I like the Packers too, but I'm not going to go there right now. God.
This is a public perception game, right? And if you're going to play the public perception game as a bettor, you can't just do it in spots where you think the public is undervaluing a team and only betting underdogs. It's important to look at the whole board, right? It's important to think about it from the other side too. The Packers at minus 10, this is also a classic overreaction spot. The public right now loves the Bears because of what they did against the Niners. They beat the Niners in a freaking monsoon. Meanwhile, the Vikings beat up on Aaron Rodgers. All you're seeing all week is the wide receiver who dropped the wide open touchdown pass. You're seeing the wide receiver who couldn't get his head around on a short throw from Aaron Rodgers. You're seeing Aaron Rodgers being frustrated. I know how we both feel about Aaron Rodgers. I would not be betting against Aaron Rodgers in this game. Like, this is a really important game for him. The sharp side to me is the Packers.
All right, Millman, great stuff. Sharper square every week at this time. Good talking to you.
See you, brother.
Volume.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.